Only the most cynical of observers could have watched Saturday's game at Keenan Stadium and said the Tar Heels are not vastly better than they were just a month ago. After a disastrous loss against a mediocre Clemson team on the first Saturday of October, Carolina has played competitive, down-to-the-wire games against Cal and Virginia. UNC came less than a yard away from upsetting the number 16 Cavaliers in Chapel Hill Saturday. There are several reasons why the Tar Heels have actually started to look like a competent football team. In the trenches, Carolina's defensive line has been a difference maker. The Tar Heels sacked Virginia quarterback Chandler Morris 6 times Saturday, after the Cavaliers had only allowed 5 in their first 7 games. On offense, quarterback Gio Lopez appears to finally be healthy after a dreadful start to the season. But perhaps the foremost reason for improvement, according to receiver Jordan Shipp, isn't related to on-the-field statistics.
I would just say time. This is a whole new regime, and then a lot of people got here. Not even a lot. Some of the boys got here in December when Coach B got here, and then a whole new team came after that in the next portal window. So I mean, a couple months together, and it's just time. We're all starting to click. And I said this earlier in the week too. It's just like it feels like it's just everybody versus UNC. It's everybody versus who's inside of this building, you know.
But regardless of the improvement and the galvanizing effect of Bill Belichick's name being a staple in the headlines, a loss is still a loss. The 2 heartbreakers against Cal and Virginia have left Carolina at 2-5 this season, where different bounces here and there could have seen the Tar Heels with a 4-3 record at this same juncture. It won't matter in the standings, and it won't matter in the record books. Now, Belichick's team must win at least 4 out of its last 5 games to ensure bowl eligibility. Carolina hasn't missed out on a bowl game since 2018. That season, when the Tar Heels finished 2-9, resulted in the firing of head coach Larry Fedora. Carolina's next 2 games do appear to be winnable. UNC visits a struggling Syracuse team, which has lost 4 straight games this Friday, and then we'll host 3-5 Stanford at Keenan Stadium the following weekend. If the Tar Heels win both, they would need to beat 2 of Wake Forest, Duke, and NC State in the final 3 weeks. All 3 of those teams, as of today, would be favored against Carolina. It's a challenging gauntlet, but confidence in the Keenan Football Center is high. Defensive end Melkart Abu-Jaoude, who was a force against Virginia with 3 sacks, said the ability to make a run has always been there.
Yeah, I mean, we know who we are. We've always been this good and been capable of this, but still some few mistakes here and there that can cost you the game, so we just got to clean that up and just get better.
Abu-Jaoude is perhaps being a bit too modest. While the defensive performance wasn't perfect against the Cavaliers, it was more than enough to give the Tar Heels a chance to win. It was the UNC offense which failed to hold up its end of the bargain. To his credit, Shipp recognized his unit let the defense down.
It's up to us to keep them off the field and keep them looking even better by us putting up points, you know. It would have been a bit totally different story if we would have went out there and put up 40 and they got held to 10, you know.
True, it would have been a different story had that happened. But Carolina cannot afford any more moral victories in hypothetical situations. If the Tar Heels are to earn 1 more football game in the 2025 season, they'll have to start turning those ifs into touchdowns. The next chance to do just that is Friday night in upstate New York, and Shipp said he can't wait.
You lose a game 2 weeks in a row by a couple inches, you know, it's just like that's not the way you want to go out. So, I mean, but in terms of just being hungry, like that feeling makes you want to go play. Like, I wish we can go out there and play again right now. I wish we had Syracuse tomorrow.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Michael Coe.